that we only compromise.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Hall Brothers, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
So nice and that we only compromise. Foolish pride is burning up our hearts. Foolish pride is keeping us apart. Foolish pride is burning up our hearts. Foolish pride is keeping us apart. Goodbyes were spoken, I didn't want to hear how you wouldn't leave me and let me cry my tears. Now I'm here lonely, drinking my problems of yesterday, wondering if my problems would ever fade away. Never seemed so easy, never seemed to play. Tell you about a story I told some times before.
Sitting around the house one day, bored to death, and it was raining, and I just went, maybe I can do something with this. I don't know. It's just something I came up with. It's not about any one particular person or whatever. It's just, you know, you get in those moods, funky mood, like, man, just bored to death.
You also mentioned a couple of songs that your brother had written.
Yeah, that Foolish Pride thing we did earlier, he wrote that one, and we've got another one coming up that he wrote. It's about a Nash Rambler, the old Nash Ramblers. My brother Denzel Ray was his name, Denzel Ray Hall. He played in that bluegrass band.
Well, I can sure see where your sons get the talent.
So. Yeah, Stacia, she's pretty talented. She's, yeah, she's pretty good. Yeah.
Queen of the highway, king of the road. Couldn't catch pneumonia, or so I am told. So watch her go. Yeah, yeah, watch her go. See the skid marks on the highway as you watch this Rambler Road. Heading down the back road of any old town. Ain't a thing can touch her for 100 miles around. Watch her go. Yeah, yeah, watch her go. The skid marks on the highway as you watch this Rambler Road. A red light or stop sign mean nothing to me. Two sets of dusty taillights is all you will see. Watch her go. Yeah, yeah, watch her go. See the skid marks on the highway as you watch this Rambler go. Queen of the highway, king of the road. Couldn't catch pneumonia, or so I was told. But watch her go. Yeah, yeah, watch her go. See the skid marks on the highway as you watch this Rambler Road. See the skid marks on the highway as you watch this Rambler Road.
One more time.
See the skid marks on the highway as you watch this Rambler Road.
Thank you. Your first concert performance.
Besides Twisted Cork, if you can call it.
You were discovered by our line producer, Warren Cobb, while playing the Red Barn Radio open mic at Twisted Cork.
Yeah.
You guys been playing for family till now?
We used to come over to this fella right here at his house, and his wife, and play around a little bit, trying not to aggravate him too much. But.
Well, let's talk about how life's been since you landed this gig.
Well, I think we've been stressed out. Or at least I have.
Yeah, definitely. That,
these two didn't show no stress until we walked in. Me, I showed my stress before we got here.
Yeah.
Dad was so stressed out, he forgot his bass.
It sounds like all of you were nervous. What brought you to the open mic that night? Had you been playing other open mics?
No, we just kind of figured it'd be all right to go to an open mic, and heard they had one at the Twisted Cork. We played music out at Troy S.'s place, and the owner of the Cork saw us out there, and he's like, well, why don't y'all come down to open mic night, play some, and then we'll get you playing at the Twisted Cork. We were like, well, okay, we'll come down. So we went down that Sunday and played some. So.
Well, your great advertisement for the Red Barn Radio open mic night at the Twisted Cork every Sunday, 6 p.m.
Way down in the state of Kentucky, there's a road that I call home. It's the way back to Bardstown. It's the way back to her. Way down in the county of Pikeville, where my family's all at rest, I can still hear the way they told me, better be a good boy, play life right. Long to be gone, I know time changes on. Seems too long to be gone, I know time changes on. Where I live, it ain't final. I may go back to the ones I love. May go wait to hear that train whoosh. It reminds me where I call home. If ever I'm tired of this county, I'll get back on that road. They go back to old Bardstown. They go back loving her. Seems too long to be gone. Time changes on. Seems too long to be gone. I know time changes on. Seems too long to be gone. I know time changes on.
You have some really nice original songs. Take us through the process, your writing process.
It's usually downstairs in the basement. Just like, you know, that, like I said earlier, that thing you've been thinking about in your head, you know, you put it on your phone or something, and you get to the basement, and you got to write it down. It turns out to be, you know, something halfway decent, in my opinion.
Come up with a riff or something.
Up with something. If they don't work, just throw it away.
Save the riff and come up with words later. Something like that.
Do you generally write together, or does come up with something and bring it to the other and go from there with it?
Back and forth to each other, because I don't live at the house anymore, so he'll send songs to me and I'll send songs to him. We'll be like, well, what do you think here? You know, words could be a little different.
Like what you need. You know,
what could we switch up?
Does Dad get any input? You ever playing for Dad?
No, they do their own thing. Clark kind of wrote a song not long ago. Station and I, we went down to the basement. I've got a four-track recorder. Clark had put a song on there. Station and I went down, and Clark never did sing. I mean, he was just the silent one in the back, you know. And then all of a sudden, before I knew it, you know, he started doing this song, and I was calling her up. I said, you got to listen to this. I said, this is pretty good. And then one thing led to another. Clay got involved, and I remember us playing the first time together, with his singing and playing and stuff, and me and Clay just kind of looked at each other and said, like, really? Usually if he's downstairs, I just let it go, let him do his thing, both of them, just let them both do their thing until they ask me to. Well, they never do ask me, come think of it. I just kind of come in and barge in going, hey, can I sing? I said, no, you can't. I'm like, hey.
Where the rain keeps on falling, nothing round here to do. I'm still feeling the heartaches and all the other things you put me through. I guess that it's over, the reasons I can't understand. How I'm longing to see you, for the kiss or the touch of your hand. Words can't explain how I'm feeling. Words can't amend what is done. For you, I'm just someone to talk to. But to me, you're the only. All the problems we're having, the thoughts that go through my mind, seem to say that same old story of a love that I never will find. Words can't explain how I'm feeling. Words can't amend what is done. Someone to talk to, but to me you're the only one. Where the rain keeps on falling, nothing round here to do. I'm still feeling the heartaches and all the other things you put me through. Words can't explain how I'm feeling. Words can't amend what is done. Someone to talk to, but to me you're the only one.
Ooh. Thank you. So Clark, give us an example of one of these songs that you've done that just came to you.
Well, the first one we did tonight was Everything Changes. Believe it or not, we were actually in the eastern part of the state of my aunt's house when I thought of that song. Because they got a new house and everything, they moved and stuff, and everything, you know, it's not the same. So I was like, well, everything changes, which, you know, it does, you know, probably not for the best, but that's what I came up with. So I was like, that makes sense. That's probably the song that means the most to me, Everything Changes.
Clay, do you write on a regular basis?
Usually I'll write more with Clark when Clark's around. You know, he'll play something. I'll be like, man, I can come up with some words for that or something like that. So usually he's got to be around for me to be able to write something.
Well, it sounds like you guys are young. I heard you talk about sending your brother songs, that you embrace technology. How do you feel about today's country music?
It's not played on the radio, we'll put it like that.
Do you see yourself fitting into this Americana market?
We're really not trying to fit in with anything. We're just doing what we like, the music that we like to play.
So who has more guitars, you or Clay?
I don't know. It's usually the same. Yeah. Like, my guitars, he can borrow them anytime he wants to. He can have them. Same I don't thing. Care.
So you don't have your favorite guitar that you won't let him touch?
His Gretsch, Country Gentleman. Yeah, he doesn't like me playing that one.
I don't care.
So where do you see the Hall Brothers going next?
I don't know. It's just wherever it takes us. We just want to have fun with it, you know. We're just here to have fun and play music, do something we love, you know.
That'd be cool. Sitting at the end of this bar, looking at the bottles that I bought, thinking of all of my troubles, feeling hollow deep inside. Oh, the warm arms wrap around me as I stare into this glass, wondering why this feeling makes me feel so goddamn glad. Oh, it holds me when I'm lonesome and picks me up when I am blue. Gotta love the whiskey. Oh, you gotta love the whiskey in you.
I'd like to thank our guests, the Hall Brothers, for being with us this evening. And weren't they great, audience? Yeah. We thank our volunteers for their help with our production, and we also thank those of you listening to our webcast, joining us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations.
And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition of this Kentucky region and the South.
Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Once again, let's hear it for the Hall Brothers.
I used to spend my nights out in a bar room. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bar. And you brought me back from being too far. Tennessee whiskey, you're as sweet as strawberry wine, you're as warm as a glass of brandy, and nice that's dawned on your love all. I look for love in all the same old places. Found the bottom up, the bottom was always dry.
But when you poured out your heart, I couldn't waste it. Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry.
How about that? Give a big hand, the Hall Brothers.
Thank you.
Clay,
thanks
Clark,
so
Mike.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Clay, Clark, and Mike, the Hall Brothers, for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. More information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Mankel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.